I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater opens their 53rd season in Bloomfield on June 14th with productions through July 29th. Our guest is Kevin Guthridge, the producing artistic director. Kevin, you've had years of association with Shawnee as a performer, a director, kind of an apprenticeship of sorts as you move to becoming the artistic producing director this year.
Yeah, that's true. This will actually be my seventh season with Shawnee. It's hard to believe that I've been around down there for that long, but it'll be my seventh season. I originally came as an actor and a director and a composer, and just fell in love with the place. And, of course, I had ties with the old producing artistic director, who now is out in Hollywood running a theater, because we went to college together. So he's the one that dragged me down there to begin with, and I wasn't so sure about it, but fell in love with it that first season and came back every year. And when he stepped down, I didn't want to see somebody who had never worked there or been a part of it in the past take over. I wanted somebody who had been a part of it and loved it as much as I did. So I said, well, why not throw my hat in the ring and see what I can do with it.
Six shows this summer, and you actually open and close with a murder mystery. The first, not quite so serious as the last. You open with Clue the Musical.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's actually totally based on the board game, not so much the movie.
You actually then go on for comedy with two comedies that just seem to fit with the Shawnee mission in some ways.
Yeah, Moon Over Buffalo is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm actually taking that on and directing it myself this year. It's just a really, really funny piece.
Then what would summer be without baseball, and in this case, without a show about baseball?
Yeah, Rounding Third came to me through a good friend of mine. He did the show at the Phoenix Theater, and he suggested it, and I read it, and I thought, wow, I don't know why I've never heard of this show. It is a fantastic piece. It's a really funny story about two little league coaches. There's only two people in the show, but they address the audience as if they were the little league players. You kind of laugh at these characters, and then all of a sudden you realize you care about them a lot, and I've always liked theater that could do that.
Shawnee wouldn't be Shawnee without some scary stuff.
Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House is really kind of tightly written piece, and I think our audience will like it a lot. There's great opportunities in there for us to try to really scare our audience. So, and then to kind of just poke fun at ourselves and bring in the whole family and have a blast, we decided to bring back the melodrama this year. A very improvisational show.
Then you'll wrap up with a serious murder mystery.
This script is actually the script that Hitchcock used when he made the movie Dial M for Murder. I wanted to end the season with a bang, with just a really nice piece of theater. So our professional season will actually end with Dial M for Murder. But then the next week will be entirely devoted to the Children's Theater Education Program. It's a two-week program. First week will take place the same week the Dial In for Murder goes up. The second week, it'll be the only thing that's going on in the theater. And I'm going to keep some of my actors around and some of my designers around, and we're going to be giving workshops to the kids. And then the kids will actually get four performances this year rather than just two. And those performances will take place at the same time that we usually do our regular performances.
We've been talking with Kevin Guthridge, the producing artistic director at the Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield. They open their season on June 14th, continue on the weekends right through to July. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.